the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And, you know, we're taping this podcast right before all the election results come in here on Election Day. And, Lundy, I need a magic wall. Like John King on CNN and some of the other guys on the other networks do, where I need that just to run all of my player props wagers every single week. Just kind of touch it, figure it out, slide it here, move it there, see what the percentage chance of this and that is, what the trends are. I need one of those in my life. It would help me out tremendously because I may or may not have a problem.
Well, here's what I'm actually picturing, though, Brad, as you're discussing that, is you know how when John King does this, he goes back to 2016, and then he goes back to 2012, and right. Then he goes, I could see you doing, now, when it comes to my picks with Aaron Rodgers, you'll see back in week 5 that I could see you jumping in and out of the time machine to be able to go, all right, so back in week 3, you probably wanted to fade the noise, but, you know, in week 4, and you're kind of puffing your chest out, I could see it. It'd be kind of fun.
I need one. I don't care what it costs. It just needs to be in my life. So DraftKings maybe can help me out and make that happen because that's where I fire off on all of my wagers. And hopefully I'll make enough money where I can afford a magic wall of my own. And you should go to DraftKings Sportsbook right now and lock and load some of your favorite picks for the upcoming week's action. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with so many storylines, not only at the professional level, but also at the college level, this is a time to check out what DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with all the risk-free stuff for Sunday betting. This weekend, there is plenty of action to get in on, so head to the App Store now and start making it rain. And also check out all those awesome odds boosts that they throw at you every single Sunday. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet, and they cover up to $100 when you use promo code FTN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's get some early action here on Thursday Night Football. And, man, who's left in this game between the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers? No George Kittle, no Jimmy Garoppolo. Aaron Jones, the prize running back of the Green Bay Packers, sketchy whether or not he's going to play. The Packers apparently haven't dealt for a wide receiver, too, so they're going to continue to roll out MVS. Is this going to be nothing but Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams? You bet your damn dollar it is. It's going to be like what, maybe 99.5 pass attempts for Rodgers and roughly 30-40 targets for Davante Adams? Look, I know the San Francisco 49ers have been outstanding in pass coverage for much of this season, but, you know, I just believe that Rodgers has that bitter taste on his tongue from losing the Minnesota Vikings last week. It's an undermanned secondary, and he's going to exact his revenge on San Francisco. He's got all this pent-up frustration. He's going to take it out on him. Yeah, the Niners get up to 6.7 YPA through the air. Yes, they've allowed just 3.42 yards per carry on the ground. Remember, no A.J. Dillon, no Jamal Williams either, so it's going to be Tyler Irvin and Dexter Williams likely at running back for the Packers. And I just think, you know, I'm going to go Joe Public on this because I know over 80% of public spread tickets are on Green Bay. But I think the Packers win this thing by 7 or more points and more of a defensive effort. It'll probably be on the under 2 at 50, 50 and a half right now. So, Lundy, fade or follow me, Green Bay -4 with a -110 juice.
Well, how nice would it have been, Brad, to be able to snag Green Bay when it was minus about 2.5 or three before this thing jumped up? Yeah, I'm going to follow you on this one because I do think Green Bay wins it by a touchdown. You know, I never underestimate a pissed off Aaron Rodgers, right? We've talked about that before. This guy knows how to bounce back. He gets upset. He carries that weight from the previous week, like not in a bad way. You know, like golfers have to shake off those bad shots, go start a new hole. But for him, I think when it comes to these games, he recognizes that they should have won last week. Yes, he should have because I had Green Bay in my survivor pool. But this is one where I think he carries over that frustration. It's obviously a short week to be able to get ready for Thursday. So I think they win by, I'm with you. I think it's 7, maybe 9 points. And I think Green Bay comfortably covers.
Yeah, plunk some pennies down on the pack.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos traveling to Hotlanta to face the Falcons. And I'm going to take Denver +4 here. You know, Drew Lock, impressive last week, that come from behind victory, or was it another meltdown by the LA Chargers? And I think they're going to carry, you know, that big Mo down south and play well against an Atlanta defense that has had its issues. Now, Atlanta has been rather rigid against the run so far this season. They have given up just 3.67 yards per carry and 111.6 total yards per game to the running back position. You got that 1-2 punch of Melvin Gordon and Phillip Lindsay, but I think it's going to be the success through the air. And more specifically, I think with Noah Fant and Jerry Jeudy, the most exploitable area of the field against the Atlanta Falcons is across the middle and especially in slot coverage, and that's where Jeudy primarily lines up. Going to see a lot of Isaiah Oliver, who's given a 135.8 pass rate in his assignments, and the Falcons is a collective 8.6 pass yards per attempt. Atlanta may win this thing, but it's going to be a field goal or less, so give me Denver and the points. Fade or follow.
Well, I'm with you, Brad. The big question around Denver is whether or not the Broncos are that first half team or that second half team. And I'm still a little nervous about which one that they are. However, going up against the Falcons, I do agree with you. I think this feels like a close game. I think it comes down to a potential field goal. So whether Denver can pick it up pick up the win or not, I will go ahead and take them against the spread. I will add the 4 points and hope that maybe Brandon McManus and his great fashion sense. If you haven't seen some of McManus lately, he's wearing stuff that I'm not sure falls on the normal human color spectrum. But that said, he can dress however he wants when he's as automatic as he is. Let's see if Denver can keep it close and maybe even pull off the win on the money line. I'll take the points.
Ooh, could be stylish as Denver may go to 6-2 ATS on the year.
Number 3.
All right, time for a Monkey Knife Fight. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day presented by, of course, how could you guess it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game where you're not going up against lineup accumulators. It's just you against the house. More or less, over or under on some of your favorite NFL players. And we're going to talk about one here in a moment. So as a new user, punch in FTN when you sign up. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. How about Devontae Adams? Already touched on him. Already on Green Bay laying the 4. And I'm going to take the over. I know this is an aggressive number on 7.5 receptions. Again, who does Aaron Rodgers have to throw to? Is Sterling Sharp going to come out of retirement? Antonio Freeman? No. None of these guys, Robert Brooks, they need a wide receiver too to step up. But Devontae Adams, they use him so creatively. He's so spectacular after the catch. His ability to get separation away from the defender. I know Jason Verrett has been largely locked down this year, but similar to what DK Metcalf did last week, had a dozen catches, went ham, went absolutely off in that game. DeAndre Hopkins earlier this season against San Francisco, he had a double-digit catch game. I think Adams, just through sheer volume alone, is going to connect at least 8 times with Aaron Rodgers and push the over. Again, who else is there? I guess Robert Tonyan? Just not a whole lot. Cupboard's rather bare for Aaron Rodgers. Fade or follow my over on Devontae Adams, 7.5 catches.
I'll tell you what, Brad, I'll throw in a bonus for you right here on the spot. Over under 14 targets.
I take the over.
It might be, man. I really think if we were going with a target, if they were setting a line on targets, I bet you it comes in at 13.5, right in that range, because I agree with you. He doesn't have anybody else to throw it to. So what you've got to hope for as a better, and I'm going to follow you, I'm going to take the over here at MKF. But what you've got to hope for is that that volume of targets does actually turn into some catches, that, you know, you don't wind up with a defense that just completely blankets him to the point where maybe he can't get it done. Get some PI calls in there, which obviously don't help you out at all. So to me, this is something that you follow, but you've got to expect those targets to be through the roof for Adams. And then all you need him to do is pull down half of them and boom, it's money.
That's right, baby. Cha-ching, cash in on Devontae.
Number two.
All right, let's talk about my Chicago Bears. I don't know why. They're fading fast, understandably so. They were the worst 5-1 team. They were the most deceitful NFL team at 5-2 in the history of the game. And now they're probably the most sorrowful 5-3 game in the 100-plus years of the existence of the NFL. And they're about to go 5-4 as they got to travel to Nash Vegas to face the Tennessee Titans. I don't care about the line. I'm going to focus on the total. And I'm taking the under on the 46.5 here. Look, here's the thing about Tennessee. They don't put a ton of pressure on the quarterback position, which is great news because the Bears got a rickety offensive line. Nick Foles, the big flaccid, I call him, should be able to deliver some passes down the field. Maybe to Darnell Mooney, he's become quite the sensation here, the rookie speedster out of Tulane, a player that is, you know, coming off a 69-yard, one-touchdown performance against New Orleans. Tennessee's given up a 7.1 YPA. They've given up a ton of points to wide receivers, a ton of points to running backs as well. But I think this is going to be a ground-heavy attack, particularly for the Tennessee Titans, because the vulnerability of Chicago is in the trenches between the tackles. That eats up a lot of clock with Derrick Henry runs. And if Montgomery, mandatory Montgomery, has some success to match, then I think it's going to just chew up a lot of clock, and I don't see this game having enough possessions to get to 47 points. So I'm going to take the under, I think, comfortably in a lower scoring there, and I think most are anticipating there in Tennessee. Fade or follow that under 46.5, Bears, Titans.
Brad, I've got the final total at 42, so I'm going to follow. I'm taking the under. This feels to me like about 27-15, right in that range. Something where Tennessee gets up, they stay there comfortably. Look, when we were watching Chicago sitting at 5-1, I tweeted out that this team was headed to a 6-6 record. Despite that 5-1, just looking at how they were performing, looking at the fact that I agree with you, it's been a bit of a mirage, and looking at their upcoming schedule and seeing what they were about to have to try to tackle, or in this case maybe miss the tackle, this was going to be a really rough run for Chicago, and they were going to come crashing back down to earth, and that is most definitely going to be the case in Nash Vegas. They are going to lose to the Titans, and I think it's not going to be close, and I think it is a defensive grind it out on the ground, using up clock, that kind of a game, and it keeps it low. I'll take the under.
Bear definitely down.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's chase it over, shall we? Detroit, Minnesota, defensive issues galore. I mean, what else do you need to know? I'm over on the 53 here. And if you look at the trends of these two teams, Minnesota's gone over in 5 of 7 contests, and Detroit's gone over in 4 of 7 contests this season. Minnesota's got all kinds of injuries across the board, particularly in that defensive backfield. Should be a lot of success for Matthew Stafford, though he is down Kenny Golladay. More than likely, he was week to week with a hip injury. But him and Marvin Jones, DJ Hockenson, maybe a little bit of Marvin Hall in there. For the love of God, Matt Patricia, get DeAndre Swift more involved in the pass game. This is a perfect time to do so. And then meanwhile for Detroit, I mean, Dalvin Cook was sizzling last week against the Green Bay Packers, and now you get a friendly front, maybe not as friendly as Green Bay, but one that certainly will open the door for you and be very gentlemanly overall. So Dalvin Cook could easily go for 100 yards, maybe another hat trick of touchdowns to boot. So I think this game is going to be a whole lot of pew 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 shootout appeal. I'm well over the 53, something like 30-27 feels about right for me. Fade or follow over 53 Lions and Vikes.
Well, we've seen this trend here throughout this very odd 2020 season, Brad. Lots of overs hitting, and lots of times where defense is optional. And I think when I look at the Lions and the Vikings in particular, I do the word defense doesn't really come to mind. You know, a lot of words come to mind when I look at those two NFC North teams. No, defense really isn't it. It's kind of like when I look at the Dallas Cowboys, for that matter. So, yeah, I think when you're looking at a number at 53, this is early in the week. I would jump on it. It wouldn't surprise me, Brad, if this doesn't inch up, if this doesn't wind up maybe to 54. 54, 54 and a half, and we see some kind of movement before the end of the week. So I definitely think all of you FTN pod followers here early in the week, this is your chance. Jump on some of these before the line either changes or the juice changes on you and see if you can cash some tickets early.
Yeah, secure those values now before that juice gets out of control. That is Sports Betting 101 for sure. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Noisy Wavos. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Get 10% off your subscription today. And until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.